Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dittmar moves to second. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeezes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Dittmar covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dittmar takes first base on ball 4. DeMaestri moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. DeMaestri moves to third. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan strikes out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeezes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Power moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Skeezes moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Ray Narlski now pitching. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeezes takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Thompson and he is safe. Smith steals second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Preston Ward now playing first base. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skiza's. Mossy reaches second base with a double. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mossy moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skiza's. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Skiza's throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Hegan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mossy scores. Woodling scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rance Plesse pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Rance Plesse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plesse takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.